Hello, this is Magdalena Portman, and I am going to continue to talk about the same topic as last week. I'm calling this exercise, Am I Bothered? Am I Bothered? Last week, I was talking about being bothered and what it means talking about becoming hot and bothered. Bothering about something, of course, also means to be concerned about something. I was talking about being anxious and being impatient, worried, concerned, and all the muscular manifestations that go with being really bothered about something, like very tense shoulders or holding your breath, a tight face and jaw and a stiffened neck, and even tight legs and crunched up feet. You might remember a comedy series on TV, The Catherine Tate Show, and it was called Am I Bothered? You can find some of the episodes on YouTube if you Google Catherine Tate, Am I Bothered? And then watch her saying, Am I Bothered? I can't do her accent. You probably can do it much better, but it sounds very, very funny. She keeps saying, Am I bothered? Am I bothered? Is my face bothered? It's really interesting to watch. And watch her. What do you think? Is she bothered? Is her face bothered? Anyway, my suggestion is, next time you find yourself in a situation where you get all uptight and impatient and tense and nervous and anxious and worried, think of this Catherine Tate character and ask yourself exactly that same question. Am I bothered? And then consider what that question really means. Am I so bothered that I am holding my breath? Am I so bothered that I am tensing my jaw and my face with impatience and with frustration? Am I stiffening my neck with fear? Am I pulling up my shoulders with worry and concern? Am I tensing my legs and feet, trying to get somewhere fast? Am I bothering so much that I am losing my temper and my balance? You know that you might not be able to change the situation which you are being bothered about. The situation which you fear and worry about, the situation you try to deal with, or the situation you feel impatient about. And you might very rightly be concerned about some situations, and you might not be able to change that situation. But what you can do something about is your bothering. Bothering by tensing your neck and shoulders and legs and your tongue and your breathing and even your mind. So, you could ask yourself, am I bothered? And then tell yourself, no, I am not bothered. I will deal with this situation, but I am not bothered. I am not holding my breath. I am not pulling up my shoulders. I am not tensing my chest. I am not stiffening my neck. I will not crunch up my feet. I will deal with this situation and I will continue to breathe. I will continue to soften my feet, letting the floor support me, letting my shoulders release and allowing my face and tongue to soften and my neck to become free and my back to become long. And you can carry on like this. Every time you reach that kind of situation, you say, am I bothered? No, I am not bothered. And think of the Catherine Tate character and have a laugh in your mind.